The wheels have come off of Agile Part 1. Recently, I saw a tweet about the Project Management Institute about to, I suppose in this year, upcoming year, have an Agile certification. As if the world needed another Agile certification, which doesn't pay any respect to the people who started the Agile process. And nor does it pay any respects to the software engineers, most importantly, who are responsible for Agile thinking. Of course, we have the manifesto up there on a website. Wheel coming off number two. Today, I had a bit of disappointment with a client because they misunderstood what I'm about. Now, I'm a pragmatist. I'm not a zealot. I won't hold you to ransom for being agile. But what I would expect is recognition that the agile process represents an adaptive process. The central tenet of agility, in my opinion, is release often, release early. And people often say that back to front. But I don't care about the early part. What I care is about the often part. How often you do it. Is it a week or every 2 weeks? What agile is, it's adaptive. It is not big upfront software development, waterfall development. Now, I know there are companies that are struggling with the agile idea, even scared of it, of pair programming, of having the daily stand-ups, or even the daily stand-ups deteriorating into just line manager meetings about issues and what happened during the escalation. I think that is a separate thing altogether. What I do care is about the continuous integration, the technical side of it, how often you get to speak to the stakeholder, the business owner, the business analyst. How do you get input and ideas and feedback from the website owner, from the business owner? I'm caring about serving the customer. Am I building the software that I actually need? If I have to fight through 1,000 pages of PDF documentation or project plans just to weed out that little funk, that fact, then we have failed as engineers. And therefore the wheels have come off Agile. That's the pragmatic idea.